as we continue discussing this concept of Kiddush HaChodesh, which as we discussed in our previous year, Kiddush HaChodesh of Pirius Adim, we certainly no longer have. But we look in the Mishnah Brura in Siman Arachayim Siman Tuf Yud Zayin Sif Aleph. Says the Mishnah Brura, Minik Hadamainenu, there's a minik that goes back for many years. Lavarach is a Shab Echodish, the Shabbos Lefnei Rosh Chodesh, that the Shabbos before Rosh Chodesh, we'd say Birkas HaChodesh. And as the Shibboleth Leket and the Shaar Ephraim say, why did they choose Shabbos? Because since Shabbos is the day where everybody is in shul, so it makes sense to say it when everybody's there. Chutz, continues the Mishnah Brura, Milfnei Rosh Chodesh Tishrei. Except if before Rosh Chodesh Tishrei, Remez Lazeh, what's the remez that we don't say, we don't do Birkas HaChodesh for Chodesh Tishrei? Because the Pasuk says, Bekesel Yoy Chageinu. And to be covered. The Shaar HaTzion gives a different explanation. Every Rosh Chodesh is not a yontif. And since it's not a yontif, we have to make an announcement to say that it's Rosh Chodesh. But Rosh Chodesh Tishrei is Rosh Hashanah. And Rosh Hashanah is a yontif. But since it's a yontif, everybody knows that today is Rosh Hashanah, today is Rosh Chodesh. Continues the Mishnah Brura. V'yesh mekaymish ein noyhagim levarach Rosh Chodesh Av. There are places that don't say Birkas HaChodesh for Rosh Chodesh Av. Shem Shu Chodesh of Peronius. It's a month of Peronius. In fact, Darach HaShulchan says that when we say Birkas HaChodesh for Av, we should say Menachem Av. To say Takarish Baruch Hu, that we hope that the Peronius will go away. Vein Berkus Rosh Chodesh Ki Kiddush HaChodesh Shoyel Mifnim, says the Mishnah Brura, the purpose of Birkus Rosh Chodesh is not like what we discussed in our Gemara in the previous year, that they went through the whole procedure of being Mekadosh the Chodesh in Bezdin. El Shemi Adem Shemidim La'olam Masa Yochel Rosh Chodesh. They want to notify everybody when Rosh Chodesh is coming. V'yizharu B'kol Hilchus HaChodesh, to know, to follow all of the Hilchus Rosh Chodesh with davening and the other minhagim that we have during Rosh Chodesh. Umikamakai, however, continues the Mishnah Brura, Nagu Lama B'Shas Amiris Rosh Chodesh, Ploni B'Yon Ploni, the minhag is to stand when we say Rosh Chodesh will be in this and this day. Dugmas Kiddush HaChodesh Shohim Mimud, quotes the Magen Avraham, that just like when they did Kiddush HaChodesh, they did it standing, so too should they stand when they do Birkas HaChodesh, when they do Birkas HaChodesh every month. The reason why Sefer Torah is held during Birkas HaChodesh, the Makar Chaim says, because tefillas are neskabel, special tefillas that we want to be neskabel, are more likely to be neskabel when we hold a Sefer Torah, and the tefillah that we say when we say Birkas Rosh Chodesh is a very special and important tefillah. And therefore, most appropriate that we should hold a Sefer Torah at that time to show the chashivas of the tefillah, to show that, to help us recognize the kavana we need to have as we say this tefillah. We're maybe going to say another pshat soon for a Moshe. The Pesukim say, I saw from Chaim Kanievsky, that even though sometimes it may be hard to hold the Sefer Torah, maybe the person who's saying Birkas Chodesh is an elderly individual, it's hard for him to hold the Sefer Torah, we should still not be mevatel. Any minute, even if it's a little hard to fulfill. If they forgot to say Birkas Rosh Chodesh, and they already put back the Sefer Torah and the Aron Kodesh, so the Makor Chaim says that it's inappropriate to take out the Sefer Torah specifically for that purpose. So he says there are two options. One option, which he says is the preferable option, is to say it by mincha after laning, when the Sefer Torah is out. Another option is to say it without a Sefer Torah, without holding Sefer Torah, but certainly not take out the Sefer Torah specifically for that purpose. When there are two adars, the aloch is, by adar rishon they should say adar rishon, by adar sheni they should say adar sheni. The minig is to announce the moilid. Of course, says the Shara Ephraim, if there's no one in shul, there's no calendar in shul, that we know where the new moilid is, you should say, you should do Birkas HaChodesh anyway. We should do it anyway. There's a tshuva, and the Shalos of Tshuvas, Igros Moshe, the Shalos of Tshuvas, Igros Moshe, Oyre Chaim, Chelik Aleph, Simen, Simen Kuf Mendes. Ramosha discusses that as we quoted the Mishnah Brura, the Mishnah Brura quotes the Magen Avraham, who says that the minig is to stand when we say Birkas HaChodesh. If one looks in the Shulchan Aruch here in Simen Tuf Yud Zayin, where this Magen Avraham says this, he'll notice that Rabbi Kiva Eger on the spot says he doesn't know from where the Magen Avraham takes this. So he says, Ramosha says, a very interesting explanation. He says, the halacha is that if there's no minyan, we take a Sefer Torah. So some time, there may not be a minyan by Birkas HaChodesh, so we're going to have to take a Sefer Torah, and we know when the Sefer Torah is being held, everybody else has to stand. That's why we should stand by Birkas HaChodesh. Ramosha himself says that this is somewhat of a difficult explanation, because if that's the only reason we hold the Sefer Torah by Birkas HaChodesh, because maybe there won't be a Sefer Torah, and if there won't be a Sefer Torah, we need to stand because we'll have to have a... Well, there isn't a minyan, we need to have a Sefer Torah. Asks Ramosha, so what does the Magen Avraham say we have to do this every month? We should only have to do it on the months where there is no minyan, and that's when we have to take out a Sefer Torah, and that's where we should have to stand. So Ramosha goes into a very interesting explanation. He says that when they were Mekadosh the Chodesh in Beis Din, as we discussed in our previous shiur, through Eidim, through seeing the new month, the procedure was that the Besdin was sitting, but the Besdin was sitting, but the audience in Besdin, who was standing there, stood, and as Besdin declared the new month, the audience said, Mekudesh, Mekudesh. And as the pasuk says, we quoted it in the previous year, Ashatikra Aysam, what does Ashatikra Aysam mean? That the audience said, Mekudesh, Mekudesh. So even though the Besdin was standing, was sitting, the audience was standing, saying, Mekudesh, Mekudesh. And Ramosha says that that was L'mitzvah. Not like the Ramban, like the Ramban. And not only does the audience stand as they said, Mekudesh, Mekudesh, but he suggests that even Besdin, after they sat and paskined the new month by saying Mekudesh, they got up and said, Mekudesh, Mekudesh, standing. Because it's such an integral part of the procedure of being Mekadesh a new month. Says Ramosha, since saying Mekudesh, standing, was such an important part of being Mekadesh a new month, that's why Zecher to that event that happened every month when we had Kiddush HaChodesh Al Pi Re'iyah, we stand, says the Magen Avraham, when we say Birkas HaChodesh.